Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Welcome to Squawk Pod. I'm CNBC producer Zach Velisi. Today on our podcast, talented teenagers are getting into the stock market. Today, Becky Quick is sitting down with who might be Squawk Box's biggest fan. And he's 15.
How in the world do you do what you do?
CNBC is basically everything to me. As of, you know, CNBC is basically what I... CNBC, I love it.
All that and more coming up on this episode of Squawk Pod. Right after this.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM. A leading global asset manager.
Welcome back to Squawk Pod. Today we're talking to Nick. He's a high school freshman who runs the Twitter account, News by Nick.
Mixed bag on Wall Street today with the Dow closing down 223 points at 28,430. NASDAQ closed up with another record close up 79 points at 11,775. S&P 500 closed down.
You can watch Nick go through the rundown of the day's latest stories, live from his bedroom, in a giant desk chair, wearing a shirt with a jack-o'-lantern on it, but like he's a CNBC newscaster. Nick posts regularly on this account with the latest news from the stock market and everything going on in the business world. He features a quote from Warren Buffett on his profile, but the most impressive thing? He's amassed over 1,600 followers and even attracted the attention of her very own Becky Quick. Here's Becky now.
Hello.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
It is my pleasure.
So, did you just finish school?
Yeah.
So, we'll just go ahead and start with this. First of all, I got to ask you, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Yeah. What grade are you in?
I'm in ninth.
How in the world do you do what you do? Because I see you... I swear, I think you're like a full-time news professional. You are a junkie. You are on tweeting about stuff all the time. And I will tell you, sometimes I learn about news from your feed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What the heck do you do?
So I was going to say most of my sources come from CNBC as it is always near me, on me. I have alerts set up from CNBC app. So I know that news that comes, I start off my day with Squawk Box because of you guys. That's what I wake up to. I wake up 4:35-ish, make sure I'm ready for Squawk Box, especially before school. And then I have different sources. So Benzinga, Redbox Global, some of your CNBC co-anchors is like Carl, Jim, David. And then once I'm in school, sometimes I have some time to tweet depending on if we're still setting up. And then once I come home, closing bell goes on, and then I tweet till about 5-ish, and then 6, I start to relax, and then bedtime's about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then we start my day right all over again.
Why? Why CNBC? That is not normal for a 15-year-old. How did you get into this whole thing?
My grandfather, especially, before the pandemic started, he watches you guys constantly, and I would always come in early and say, "Is that Becky?" And he was like, "Yeah." And then it was just a daily routine. Every time I would be over at my grandparents, he has it on at 6 a.m. And then each day now, even though I'm not with him each day, we still call when we talk about the show. And I said, "Did you see Becky was off?" And he was like, "Yeah." And Melissa filled in, and it's just like we love Squawk Box.
Well, we love you. What's your grandpa's name?
Andy.
Andy, well, tell Andy we said thanks for getting you into this whole thing. I have been watching you through this whole pandemic, and literally, it seems to me you are awake at like all hours of the day. What is it that you like about financial news? When did you start watching this with your grandpa?
Especially in the pandemic. So like the first week that Pennsylvania got shut down. So like that second, third week of March, we had a 2-week gap between when we started school once again. And so I had that time to actually sit down, watch the show with him, see the market sell off. And then right after the market sell off happened, I said, well, I got to start my career. I got to persuade Twitter. That's when Twitter happened. That's when I started following everyone. And then ever since, I love tweeting. I love to interact with Twitter. And that's really when everything started happening.
You work hard at this. You wake up earlier than Andrew does, I think.
There are days that I wake up very early, 3:30, 4-ish.
What drives you? What is it that actually gets you to do this every single day?
I find it interesting in reporting for stories that automatically change after some time. So Bitcoin, I like whenever Elon's tweeting, that's always news to hurry up and put out. And different things. So for example, whenever we had the market sell-off, he sat me down, explained it to me live on air, and it was like, oh my gosh, what is happening? And then even now, whenever there's a market sell-off, I hurry up and check Twitter, see what's driving the markets. And then CNBC is always on my TV. And then news alerts, market flashes, that's what really says this has to go out on Twitter.
Tell the truth. Do you watch during school?
Yes.
Are you virtual schooling?
Yes. CNBC is on my iPad during school.
Oh boy. Are you an investor?
No.
Okay. That's probably a good thing. But you're learning, and you're learning news, and you're learning investing at the same time. Which do you think interests you more?
Both do. I want to work for CNBC when I'm older. I love reporting the news.
You do sometimes do the market recap where you're on camera and you kind of go through and give everybody the rundown of what's happened today.
Tomorrow we get vehicle sales, earnings, H&R Block, 9:45 manufacturing PMI numbers come out, and as well as at 10 a.m. construction spending numbers come out.
How'd you get into that? How'd you start that up?
So I started that. Instead of, I love the videos much better because CNBC always has those market recaps, and then I pull info from there and try and tie that into my video. And I always thought it would be interesting to do videos. And then once the one video that you shared, it blew up, I said, well, I got to continue this. And that has been just a daily trend.
I told CNBC that they should hire you. We don't usually give internships out to kids until they're in college. Do you have any plans for college?
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Penn State for news. And then I was going to try and get some news degrees and then try and take that to CNBC.
Very good. I like it. How much of this is you think because of the pandemic, because everybody's been locked down and you don't get to do the stuff you would normally do? What would you normally be doing if it weren't for the pandemic?
Normally, I would still watch CNBC.
Yeah.
As CNBC is basically everything to me as of, you know, CNBC is basically CNBC. I love it.
What does your grandpa say about it?
He loves it as well.
He loves that you're doing this.
Yes. My whole family.
You've built up a following.
Oh yeah. So following, it all depends. If I really like your account, like I do, that's why I'll follow. If people are not active on Twitter, like the people that I follow, they automatically get an unfollow from me. I like people that are active. So like you, you're always active.
Twitter can be a mean place. Gotta have kind of thick skin to deal with some of the criticism because it's easy for people to throw darts when they're doing it anonymously. You dealt with much of that?
Not really, as I do what Joe does, block.
Very smart, Nick. I like that. You should block anybody.
I remember that segment live on TV, and he was like, I better go block this person. I got to go block this person.
I have auto block. I have, you're right. I do. I love that.
I have people who appeal to me to say, I don't even know why Joe blocked me. Can you please have him
unblock
me?
There was some question. There was some question as to what the innuendo was. If it's anything about hair, you're blocked. Anything about hair dye, you're blocked. Anything about baldness, you're blocked. Anything about fatness, you're blocked. Anything about age, you're blocked.
That's a good practice. I would definitely follow Joe's lead on that. What to you has been the most interesting thing? You mentioned Bitcoin and Tesla are things that you like to get out there right away and kind of follow. What else has really caught your fancy since you've been doing this?
Initial jobless claims. I like to see what people's take on that is, because that is debatable, as a lot of CNBC contributors debate on that, of what's driving jobless claims up and down, what's really driving the market.
Do any of your teachers or your friends follow you? Do they know what you're doing?
Yes, most of my family and friends do. Not really any of my teachers.
Do you take any classes like economics or anything, or is that even offered in ninth grade?
Civilizations. So I do take Civ, global issues. That's a new class. So we explore all the global issues and then we time into what's happening in present day.
Do you work for the newspaper or any of the, I don't know if there's a school radio station or television station or anything?
No.
Because you have your own, so you probably don't have time for it.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you, I worked for the school newspaper in high school and in college, and it was a great experience. It was a great experience because it was all about practice, practice, practice. You get better by doing things, but you are doing it every day. So I think that's the one piece of advice I would give you. Just do it, do it, do it. That's how you learn. It's not by reading books about this stuff. It's just by doing it.
Yeah. And looking to see what's happening live.
Yeah. You have any questions for me?
So what do you do in your free time?
Well, I have four kids, so pretty busy. That's my free time is just basically being with the kids and doing everything I can with them. As you know, these are long hours and it's really exciting and really fun. But it doesn't leave a whole lot of time for other stuff, which I think you're probably learning too.
Do you like to, what do you do right after the show? Are you still like on set, or do you try and take your mind off of the market for a while?
Well, I watch right afterwards, Squawk on the Street comes on, and I always, you know, I've got the IFB and my ear shuts off. So I turn up the TV really quickly. And by the way, this is the set. I'll show you, like, here's my room. I'm hiding in my spare bedroom. You know, kids' toys and everything that are in here. So I turn up and I listen to Squawk on the Street and have a call to go through some of the stuff for the next day. And then I actually, if I can, try and take a nap as quickly as I can, because I get up at 3:45, 3:47 actually. And I'm up until probably 10 o'clock most nights. So if I can steal in a quick half hour nap, I try and do that while the kids are in school, because then it gets really hectic around here. I mean, you've got a Buffett quote in your Twitter bio too, don't you?
Yes.
What's the quote?
The quote is, and I like Warren Buffett, and that is why I picked this quote. The stock market is a device for transferring money from the impatient to the patient.
And how long have you been following Buffett? Since you've been doing this?
Yes.
Very good.
I was going to say Twitter, whenever Elon Musk is tweeting, it just goes right to me. Why do you have to tweet? Like, some of the things, like today, Dogecoin, I put those emojis that are like slapping myself in the face. Why? Like he said, Bitcoin is too high. Look what happened. It plunged. Then it went back up. So it was just, why do you have to tweet?
So you're more of a conservative guy, I guess.
Yes. So, I mean, if he doesn't have to tweet, I mean, that would be good, because some people are making the money and some people aren't.
The retail investors. Yeah. What have you thought about Robinhood? And kind of watching some of the stocks like GameStop and others that go up and down. That's been crazy. I've never seen anything like it before.
Me neither. And I was going to say to watch the committee, because we were home that week for school and I watched those committee hearings, and I'm thinking to myself, you could have done more, but I mean, it wasn't perfect. I mean, you did hurt a lot of people in buying. So I don't really know if I don't know if Robinhood did a positive or if they did a negative job. Really, that could go either way, if you made the money and if you didn't make the money.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I am impressed at how hard you work at this, how often you are on and how often you're on top of things. I am blown away. You've caught my attention and the attention of a whole lot of other people. And I just want to say thank you for working so hard at it. It's been amazing. You keep it up, okay?
I surely will. And again, Squawk Box is the start of my morning, worldwide exchange, and then automatically Squawk Box. All right, 6 a.m. Hopefully Squawk Box is on the TV, and it usually is, because CNBC, I actually have CNBC on all night as I go to bed with Shark Tank on. And then I know 6 a.m. if I'm not up by 6 a.m., which is rarely, and I hear Joe's voice at the beginning, I'm like, oh dear, it's 6 a.m. I got to get up.
Nick, keep it up and we will check in with you. But thank you for taking time with the Squawk podcast today. We appreciate it.
No, thank you for this opportunity.
Okay. You take care, Nick. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Talk to you soon.
See ya. Bye.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
One last time, you can find Nick's videos on Twitter at live_news_Nick. And that's the podcast for today and for the week. I hope everyone is having a great holiday. Squawk Box is hosted by Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin. Tune in weekday mornings on CNBC at 6 Eastern. Subscribe to and share Squawk Pod if you like what you hear. Please leave us a review or a rating on Apple Podcasts. That helps other listeners find Squawk Pod. We'll meet you back here on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.